Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Imperial and Mexicali Valley. I'm Maria Wyatt, your host, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week. If you're a longtime listener, welcome back. It's always great to have you here, and you already know the routine. If you're a new listener, here's the routine. We're going to ask a local expert about stuff that we're doing in the community, and they're going to give great answers, as usual. I mean, this always happens. And you all are going to be listening, and you're going to say, wait a minute, I think Cousin Freddie needs to hear this. And so what you're going to do is you're going to go to KXORadio.com. You're going to click on Let's Talk About It. You're going to click on the podcast link to this show, and you're going to send it by text or by social media or whatever method you send people stuff, digital links, and Cousin Freddie's going to be able to listen. That way, everybody in the community who needs to learn about this type of valid information coming out today gets a chance to do that because you, the listener, have done your part to contribute to our community. So new listeners, welcome aboard. Old listeners, welcome back. You know and I know you know because I get download data from the podcast. And so I know that 1,500 times in an average month, that podcast is downloaded into somebody's device.
Really?
Everybody's listening. It just got real. So we're going to welcome Dominic Viejo. He's a mental health rehabilitation technician, and he is working in the county jail, right?
That's correct.
With an evidence-based program.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you. So what are you doing in the county jail? We always thought it was like you go serve your time and that is your rehabilitation. So what's going on?
Oh, yeah. That is my time. I've had the wonderful pleasure of being in the county jail. When basically what I'm doing is I'm doing the moral recognition therapy groups. Mm-hmm. And I'm also having the wonderful pleasure of talking with the inmates and seeing what I can do to help them out if they've been identified with a mental health condition.
This is,
first of all, sorry about that, Scott.
No.
You have numbers or do you have any kind of data about, have a sense of how many people who are in currently at the county jail have a diagnosable mental health illness? Or they have it, but they haven't been diagnosed.
You know, that's interesting. I went to a conference, mm-hmm. and this was held in San Diego, and they were basically saying that in the community, they say one in every five, and in this conference, they were saying every four out of five has a diagnosable mental illness.
And wow.
In county jail settings.
So four out of the five.
Wow.
That's how much, Scott.
80% for you folks at home.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very interesting. But then again, once you get in the setting, you visualize it. You see it. Regardless of, there's very prevalent substance use and so, along with the substance use, there's also some kind of traumatic issues that may occur or some depressive feelings or anxiety,
So some of those four out of five may have been pre-existing mental health conditions as a part of growing up in some sort of marginalized or stressed out way. And some of them may actually be the result of being in jail.
Yeah, exactly.
Or both.
Yeah, definitely so. Yeah.
So is this moral recognition therapy, and we can struggle over the word recognition later.
Yeah, recognition. What does that mean, recognition? It kind of sounds like recognizing.
It was actually coined, I believe, in the 1930s in the psychology field as having this awareness of what's going on and then developing some type of a moral belief behind what you were actually, going through at that time.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.